Oh, you didn't leave it on the menu. I was gonna. I knew you were gonna play Double Drip Dragon first.
Double Drip.
I wish Double Drip was on this. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Volume 54. We screwed up when we said 52. Well, I should say I screwed up when I said 52.
Because last week was 53.
This week is Volume 54 of the Let's Podcast. And right now we're playing Double Dragon 2. I wish we were playing 2-player, but unfortunately, when I was able to get a hold of an NES Classic, I was not able to get a hold of the second controller.
Which is unfortunate.
It was. Yeah. Those of you who watched the unboxing, I got it from Amazon Prime now. Couldn't even get it delivered to my house. I had to have it shipped to my mom's house.
Really?
Why?
Because Amazon Prime now doesn't come this far south from DC.
Does not come this far south. Wow, that's a problem.
It is.
Amazon Prime doesn't come this far south?
Prime now. Prime now.
Oh, Prime now.
Prime now.
Okay.
I was like, Prime, what am I paying for then?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, no, Prime now. Nelson, you have Prime and you've gotten packages delivered here.
Through the USPS.
Yeah, no, but Prime now does not come here, but God, this was my favorite. This might have been, this and Contra are probably my two favorite co-op games. And this was definitely one of the first games I ever beat. So I don't know if I beat this or if I beat Mario first. But also, not only did I beat this, but I also beat the Tiger Electronics Double Dragon 2.
Oh, I remember that.
I had that as well.
That was the jam.
Oh, the Tiger games were the shit.
How are you not losing life?
I don't lose life.
You've been hit a couple times. You've had to have lost life.
Whatever.
But your life bar hasn't gone down anywhere. Anyways, obviously we're playing the NES Classic. Don't flag us, Nintendo.
There's no sound for the game.
So shit. I used to kick the people off those ladders.
Yeah, I used to too. It's been a while since I've played it, so.
I know. Yeah. See, I didn't even.
Those
see,
some butch chicks right there.
I haven't even played this yet. Just because I was going to wait
for
the second controller and play 2-player with Izzo, but.
Like how you're back kicking that dude in the.
He didn't want to wait for me, but that's okay.
Nope, sure didn't.
But this week, as kind of. You know, the way it is right before Christmas.
Man.
Kind of slow news. So we don't have... We're definitely gonna have a full show, but there's not going to be a ton of different objects to talk about. But don't worry. The things we talk about, we're going to be talking for a while. But start off with the first couple small things. Nintendo has won Google for the year. The Nintendo Switch and the NES Classic were the two most Googled consoles.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Out there, so good for Nintendo.
Yeah. Oh, watch out for that look.
I know, right?
Also bad for Nintendo, because in spite of us finally getting our hands on an NES Classic, still don't excuse you, Nintendo. You should have made a lot more of these things, because it's not that complicated of a tech.
No.
It's basically... Oh, I used to love throwing people off the freaking ceiling.
Yeah, the Nintendo Classic is essentially a phone.
Not even that. It's essentially a calculator.
Oh, yeah. It's my graphing calculator from high school.
Pretty much. Oh, speaking of that, my buddy sent me a picture. And it was a picture of this kid who had asked to borrow his calculator.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, I just needed to solve this problem. And when the guy handed back his graphing calculator, said, hey, check out my mixtape, and gave the web address.
Nice.
So on to the things to talk about. Nintendo won... One Google this year, so good for Nintendo. Then also, I had a review up on the website about the NES Classic. As far as playability and fun, gave it a 9 out of 10. Because it's got 30 games on there, and I would say maybe 4 of the 30 I don't really care that much about. But
that's pretty good.
Of the games that I really care about, Legend of Zelda, Double Dragon, Contra, the Mario games, Punch-Out, Tecmo Bowl... Final Fantasy, just ones off the top of my head right now, Donkey Kong. It's got a lot of fun games and definitely worth your $60.
Yeah.
Wait, this is 60?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really a bad price.
No, it's not.
Honestly, though, it's both a little bit cheaper than what I was imagining.
Because you got to figure, it is...
But still, actually, a little bit more than I would really want to pay, but I will pay it anyway.
You're only paying $2 a game when you think about it.
Yeah.
And also, that mini Sega that I have over there, though, it does have the cartridge slot so you can actually play games, play other games. That is $50.
Oh, really?
And that only hooks up to a CRT TV, where this one's plugged in with an HDMI cable to a modern TV. And this picture looks great. Like, I'm not sure how it's going to transfer through the Elgato.
But, it looks fine from where I'm looking.
Yeah. But this, because I have it set on pixel perfect. But it's bright, it's vibrant, where playing the Sega, the mini Sega. In fact, we need to do a video comparing them, Nelson. We'll do a comparison video in the near future.
I'm sure it's no comparison, just like in the original.
But get it up before Christmas for the holidays.
Yeah, we'll
do it. But it's like a darker tinge to it. It's just not as good.
Well, and I mean,
kudos for not getting knocked off the edge.
Yeah,
there are many a times when I've played this and I've been knocked off the edge.
That high kick, man.
Yeah.
Time that joint just right.
Well, the Sega thing, the hardware is just not as good. Because, I mean, it's a third-party company just kind of cheaping out.
Yeah. And it doesn't even have the full three-colored RCA cables. It's,
It's got, like, white, yellow, and white.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Ooh.
You know, I'd stay on the side.
That, and I didn't like the fact that if you use the cartridge, you need to have
a wire controller.
Yeah, you need to have a wire controller. It didn't take advantage of the wireless controllers, which I'm wondering if the Retrons are like that at all. Because,
mm-hmm.
I've always had my eyes.
No, I actually watched a review on Pat the NES Punk.
Oh, what the? I forgot about that.
He was reviewing the Retron 5.
So you can use the wireless controller?
Yeah, you can use the wireless controller no matter what.
Okay.
Because,
I mean, that'd definitely be something that would upset me if I bought a system like that. It's like, oh, we got these cool wireless controllers. Oh, but if you're playing a cartridge, you can't use it.
I'm still on the fence for, like, the Retrons, because I like them. Mm. I like the idea of them.
Yeah,
but I don't like how their ROM emulators and everything's got to load. I would much
they're just glorified fancy ROM emulators.
Yeah, I would much rather have like a cartridge basis than like playing on the original systems. Even though you can't really hook those up to the TV with a good picture, but yeah,
that's tough. Yeah,
I'll put a link in the description for anybody who's interested in the Retron 5 for Pat the NES Punk's review of it, so you can copy and paste it and check it out.
Yeah.
Pretty good video. Maybe if we mention it, it'll be in the Yahoo suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely click on another video after you watch this video, because for their algorithm, that's how you get like on the front page, is people continuing watching videos, not necessarily your videos.
Right.
But they click on another video after your video's done.
Ah.
Oh, nice.
Whoa, that dude just ran out of
these dudes.
Man. He's ran up on you.
It's been a good 30 years since I last played this.
I know, it's been, I want to say like maybe 91 was the last time I played this game.
Just looking at the opening credits, or the opening screen, it reminded me of like, oh yeah, I used to watch the cartoon for this.
Right.
The cartoon, if I remember...
Cartoon sucked.
It was nothing like the game.
No, you're stuck. But now that we got that out of the way, we'll move on to what Nelson and I were doing Tuesday night. Well, what I was doing all day Tuesday, and then Nelson joined me Tuesday night. We were the WWE for their tribute for the troops, and SmackDown Live was in town on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And our good friend of the show, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Yes.
She is a sergeant in the Army. A good friend of hers works for the USO.
Mm-hmm.
And told her about it Monday night. She sent me a text like, hey, would you and Sean want to come to Fort Myer and meet some wrestlers and have some lunch with them? I was like, yes.
Yeah.
So I pulled Sean out of school. I didn't tell him what we were doing. I kept it a secret.
You're in trouble.
But he's too smart for his own good. He was like, isn't WWE in town? Are we going to SmackDown? What's going on today? I was like, you'll find out soon enough.
Oh, yeah. We got to open that door.
And so we were going to Fort... We met up with Lindsay at the base. And I go, and we're walking there, and the superstars who were at her base, because they were all over the D.C. area. Mm-hmm. They were at Belvoir, Andrews Air Force Base, Pendleton. Oh. They were just...
I wonder how many of them are making TV appearances, because I know Bray Wyatt was on Fox Morning News.
Yeah. And so...
oh, man.
Bolo.
That dude looks like freaking Danny Trejo with a bigger head.
Oh, and he suplexed your ass out the door.
Oh.
Not in my house.
Machete.
No, go ahead. Kids. Or you can hand the controller off to Nelson. I'm going to talk.
I'm going to try to.
Well, Nelson, you can play a different game. You don't have to play Double Dragon.
Of course he does.
No, he doesn't. You
have to reset it.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
You just hit the reset button.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
And so we're walking in, and the superstars who were at Meyer were Sheamus,
mm-hmm.
Fandango, Tyler Breeze, Sergeant Slaughter, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, and the woman who has my heart, Alexis Bliss.
Alexis, if you're watching, this guy.
Thank you. Never mind that I'm a stupid mark wearing my Intercontinental title. I actually was tempted. I was actually tempted to bring that with me and get it signed, but I was like, no, I'm not going to be that guy. Because before, I didn't know she. I totally would be that guy. When she told me about it, she didn't know what wrestlers were going to be there. Mm-hmm. So it was one of those things.
Would you sign my IC title even though you never won it?
No, if she would have told me that night, like if Dolph Ziggler was going to be there, and she was like, Dolph Ziggler was going to be there, I would have brought this and got it signed by Dolph. I would have done that.
Not Ricky Steamboat?
See, I didn't know Ricky Steamboat was going to be there. But if I had it with me, yes, I would have Ricky Steamboat sign this. Mm-hmm. Which it was awesome to meet Ricky Steamboat and everything like that. So it was cool. So we're walking in, and I go, hey, Sean, who's the guy with the beard? Because he was just kind of like walking, talking, being his fun little self. And he looks up, he goes, it's Sheamus. And he went to book, run over there to the whole USO thing. I was like, no. You'll get your chance. Like, so we went into the mess hall to eat, and the wrestlers were finished up their tour of the base, and they were gonna join us later. And so they come in after we'd finished eating, and they're sitting at the table we're sitting at, but they're just sitting a few spots down with some of the troops. And Sean's like just looking, he's just staring. In fact, Sergeant Slaughter walked by and gave him a high five.
Nice.
And then they're sitting over where the drinks were, and Sean's like, I want some more lemonade. I was like, nope, you're not doing it, boy. I knew what he wanted. He wanted to go over there and talk to him.
Right.
I was like, no, you'll get your chance, buddy. You'll get your chance. We'll get autographs and stuff like that. They're going to spend time with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lindsay was like, no, I'll take him. I want to get some more lemonade, too. I was like, all right, you stay with Miss Lindsay. Do not bug the superstars. Let them eat. I was like, they're hungry. Let them. Because my thing is, those guys have such a hectic schedule.
Mm-hmm.
When they're doing something like that, let them be, you know?
Right.
Because most of them are really good about being fan-friendly and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But every story I've heard like on podcasts, things like that from wrestlers, it's when they're trying to catch a flight, when they're trying to use the bathroom. That was a Triple H story.
Mm-hmm.
When they're just trying to have dinner or something like that. Right. They don't want to be bugged by fans because, you know, they don't get that much time to themselves.
Right.
Regardless. So, I was like, don't bug him, Sean. So he's but when Lindsay took him to get lemonade, he's walking. He's just staring at them. He's just can't take his eyes off him.
Right.
And Sheamus goes, how you doing, fella? And slaps him a high five.
Nice.
So like,
nice.
That's awesome. And then we got the autograph, stuff like that, took a couple pictures. And we were going through, because I more or less do these things for him now. I don't, it will take certain wrestlers for me to fanboy out on. Shawn Michaels, Steve Austin, you know, guys who, when we were kids, who were big, would give me a fanboy out on. But for the most part, I keep my composure because I don't want to seem like a mark.
Right.
Even though I'm straight up a mark. So just talking, have a nice conversation. Tyler Breeze says to me, hey, nice hair. I was like, you too, man. And then his tag team partner Fandango's right next to him is like, oh man, I'm feeling like my job's in jeopardy. And Tyler Breeze looks at him and goes, fam, you're out. So that was kind of a cool moment. And Sean laughed at that and stuff like that. And it was more or less, I kind of felt almost like a pretender because this was a USO thing. It was friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
So Lindsay invited us as friends. But it was kind of like with this. Originally, I declined the offer to go because I was like, oh, no, it's for the troops. I would feel imposing.
Right.
And there's
right.
no way I'm passing off as just an out-of-uniform soldier.
Right.
And she's like, no. She's like, it's friends and family. You and Sean are my friends. You guys can come.
Right.
I'm like, okay, cool. So
Lindsay,
I thought,
we are friends, too. Nelson, talk to
you. You don't like wrestling.
I like free stuff.
And so,
I'll do something I don't enjoy doing just because it's free.
Right.
What does that even mean?
And well, that's what Lindsay did.
Ah, come on.
Well, that's what Lindsay did. She had to go to the show with us
for
us to get the tickets, and she had a blast. She's not a
wrestling
fan, but she loved it.
You, the way you said it, it was Sean that bumped her.
Yeah, I'm getting to that. So we're going down. We're getting the autographs. Steamboat and Alexis were at the end of the table, and I did my damnedest not to look like creepy. Meeting Alexis.
You were like,
which you weren't doing a very good job.
No, we just took the picture behind the table with him, and I said thank you and hi and stuff like that, just being respectful. She smiled at me, and Yeah. She smiled at me and I was like, oh.
As he whispers to her, I loved you in NXT.
No, but even before I met her, I said this a couple weeks ago on our wrestling podcast, Nelson, what's it called?
Armbar!
That her and Becky Lynch is my favorite story line going right now on WWE, on WWE TV, because it's engaging. So, and that's not even me sucking up to two beautiful ladies. It's legit. You can't get that.
Damn it.
But, so we got to meet them. And then at the end of the line, because Lindsay's good friend was the one running the USO thing for Fort Myer. Mm. Says, hey, we have these front row tickets. Do you guys want them?
Yes.
She was like, but you got to wear your uniform, Lindsay. And it's like, but for some reason I think all of them had them wearing their dresses and uniforms, which I found hilarious because all the promotions that the WWE does for Tribute for the Troops,
they're all
the stuff when they were behind enemy lines in Afghanistan and Iraq. Like, so all the guys were in battle ready.
Yeah.
And so I just found it funny that USO and the Army and the Marines in the DC area wanted them all in their dress uniforms. For that, it just kind of cracked me up. Yeah, I can see that too, but it just kind of cracked me up the way it was almost like there was a disconnect there, the way the WWE promotes it and what the military wanted.
Right.
So Sean just kind of like looked at Lindsay, like, please, please, like doing his best, like Tiny Tim. What's that one? What's that one about the orphan and the porridge? Please, sir, can I have some more?
Oliver?
Oliver, yeah. Mm. It was just kind of hilarious to me. She's like, okay. And I was telling her, I was like, you're going to have a great time. I was like, you don't know nothing about wrestling, but going to these WWE live shows, just because you get infected by the crowd and all, like, it's like going to a concert. Like, if someone drags you to a concert for a band you don't want to see, you just get caught up in it, even if you, as long as you don't, like, hate the music. But, like, you get caught up in the atmosphere to where you have a good time in spite of yourself.
Dude, this fireball sucks.
I know. I told you that last night when I was playing this.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't realize it freaking, like...
It arcs, so...
Well, no, it freaking... I get three shots and then it pauses.
Oh, yeah.
There's, like, a delay or a respawn.
And by the way, don't go backwards because the enemies respawn.
Yeah. I'm...
You gotta talk to your one friend, what's her name?
Tori?
No, not Tori. The one in that Facebook group with us, Claudia?
Oh, yeah, Claudia.
Yeah, because I remember she posted, it was like, is Ghosts and Goblins in this? I was like, yes, it is. So you got to talk to her. She got to give you some pointers on this one.
Yeah, because I never had this as a kid.
Yeah, neither did I. I'm like, oh.
See, I hated it when I was playing this last night. I couldn't get past the first level. Because I remember making it to like level 3 back in the day on this one. Mm-hmm. It's a hard game.
It is.
So we get the front row tickets. We get 4. And I call Nelson up. I was like, Nelson, I will pay for parking if you drive to DC for these front row tickets for SmackDown. That's all I have to say to him.
Well, you didn't even tell me they were, like, that close to the freaking...
I know! Ring. That was going to be the surprise.
Yes, and it was a surprise. No, I have the fire! Shit!
But the funny thing about that was, originally, when we got there, the USO had given us 4 tickets up in the 200 section, which aren't bad seats regardless.
Right.
If you've ever been to the Ryzen Center, it's... The Ryzen Center is brilliantly built. Mm-hmm. To the fact to where there's not a... You thought those were steps, and so did I. To where there's almost not a bad seat in the house. Like, because when I took Sean to the hockey game in the 400s, we could see everything, and everything looked great.
Dude, when I went to SummerSlam that one year, that was, like, in the 400s. Yeah, that was, like, almost in the 500s, and it was still pretty good seats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, no, there's no 500s. It goes up to the 400s.
Does it only go up to 400s?
It only goes up to the 400s. So if you were in 500s... You were in a basement with a TV, and you just didn't realize it.
I thought they were like beyond 400, like 420.
No, no. Well, yeah, but that's the 400s. You said 500.
I said almost 500s.
Oh, sorry. Anyways.
487.
Yeah.
That's what.
It's semantics here. Because we had those 4 extra tickets, I was like, "Hey, Lindsay, is there anyone else you want to give these tickets to?" She's like, "No, every soldier I know on base has tickets now." it's not. I was like, "Well, I've got this friend. They've got 2 kids. They're big wrestling fans. So you mind if I give it to them?" I was like, "No." So I called up Perry and Cindy.
Nice.
And I was like, "Hey, Cindy, if you guys can get here by 5:00, I got 4 tickets to SmackDown for you guys." She's like, "I've already texted Harry. He's on his way to pick the kids up from school early."
Nice.
So
nice. I met him. Mom of the year, Cindy. I like that.
Yeah. So. met up with us in DC, and the boys had a great time. Everyone had a blast. In fact, what was kind of cool was, so the section we were at on the floor, they were literally sitting like right above us. So they were like behind us. So some of the cool things that happened that night, Dolph Ziggler on the SmackDown tape. You can keep playing while I'm telling the story. Do you want to play this or?
No, please.
Okay, yeah, just hit the reset button. Dolph Ziggler was in the number one contender's Fatal 4-Way? Yeah,
yes,
four-way.
Fatal 4-Way.
For it. And Sean's going nuts sharing with him because, obviously, for those of you who listen to the podcast and watch wrestling,
you know
what kind of wrestler Dolph Ziggler is. He's the come-from-behind guy. He's the underdog. He gets beat up a lot, and then he makes his comeback, a lot like Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart.
Yeah.
So Sean is, like, leading this cheer among all these servicemen. Because, like, you could tell, like, some of them were there because they got free tickets. And then others were there because they're wrestling fans. But the majority of the guys in our section, you know, they were just kind of there, which is cool and all like that. And so they're kind of like taking their cues from Sean. Nice. So who Sean's cheering for, they're cheering for.
Yeah. Nice.
So Dolph's getting beat up. So Sean, I think if you go all the way to the back, there's a secret. Like if you go all the way that way, if I remember correctly. So Sean's like leading this cheer for Dolph and stuff like that. And then Dolph starts mounting his comeback. And he ends up winning the number one contendership, which was a complete note of shock to us.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't think he was gonna win, and he pulled it off and won. And he does this little stare down with AJ Styles, who's the current champ. Can you not turn? Oh, there you go. Yeah, the ball's back here. I thought nice. So. So he does this little stare down with AJ, and then the camera's cut for the TV. But as always, there's more stuff. And Dolph comes right over to where we're sitting. He leans over and high fives Sean. He's like, buddy, I could hear you cheering the entire time.
Nice.
And so Sean got super excited. And then me being a dad, and this is my favorite wrestler on the roster, I just like goosebumps. And I was like almost in complete shock as Sean was. So there were some nice moments. Got some high fives. We got to see some wrestlers we really like up close. And it was overall an awesome, awesome time.
Nice.
And I was telling Nelson when we were leaving, with the exception of WrestleMania, because it's WrestleMania, this was the most fun I had at a live event.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because it was just a lot of fun. Like, and there's difference when you're watching a WWE event on TV and when you're there. Mm-hmm. When we're watching on TV, especially because of the podcast, we're kind of like analyzing, like, oh, was this a good match? Was this a good booking? Was this a good storyline?
Mm-hmm.
But when you're...
shooting at that thing.
Yeah, you gotta shoot at it. That's how you open it.
Oh.
But when you're there in person, you don't care anything about that. You don't have to kill everybody.
In fact, they killed you because you got greedy.
Man.
When you're there in person, you don't think about any of that stuff. You're just having fun. You get caught up. In fact, one thing brilliantly the WWE did was... they made for the tribute for the troops, because first they filmed SmackDown. So SmackDown Live wasn't actually live this week. It was taped an hour beforehand. Because I get why they did that. I didn't think about it earlier, Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
They did that before Tribute at the Troops because it started at 6. A lot of the servicemen are getting off at like 5 and stuff like that. They got to go change into the dress.
Yeah.
And then come. So instead of having like a half-empty arena... for the tribute for the troops, they wanted to make sure all the troops were there, so that's why they filmed that second.
Ah, gotcha.
So that's why SmackDown wasn't live, for those of you who are wondering why SmackDown Live was not live this week.
Or if you didn't know, now you know.
A lot of people know, because like, Walt Culture was kind of joking about that on King Ross's WTF moments of SmackDown Live. So, don't kill him, just go. Just go.
Let me just go.
You shoot the door. So that's why SmackDown wasn't live. And Tribute for the Troops was a lot of fun. And they had... they booked... this was one of the few times they really booked Roman Reigns well.
Yeah.
At first he got booed when he came out like he always does. And then... once he came out and started beating up on everybody on the... Russian brute and the Canadian, the USA chant started and people really got behind him. You know, why don't you go something easy like Pac-Man? That might be more your speed there, buddy. Or Ninja Gaiden, which is one of the hardest games ever on the Nintendo, so good luck with that.
I remember it.
I can get to the third level and then I just...
I always remember when the ninja came up close and slashed at you.
Yeah. So it was booked really fun. We all had a great time, and it was great, like, because we were sitting with a bunch of troops. Yeah. As Sean was waiting to get a high five from Roman Reigns at the end of it, mm-hmm. like when they were like kind of like filing out, I made sure to thank every one of them for their service. It's mm-hmm. like if I was reaping the benefits of USO tickets because I was with a friend of mine who's a serviceman, I was definitely going to thank all the servicemen for their service while they're there because that's the whole point of the night.
Right.
Yeah.
And remember, this is a game where if you go back, the bad guys respawn.
But I don't go back. I go forward. Sub Goku.
So, Nelson, anything you want to add to the tribute for the troops night?
No, I mean, you pretty much covered everything. It was a lot of fun just not, you know, having to analyze anything, just being a fan for once.
Wish I was there, Lindsay.
And, like I said, I had never been that close before, so being first, second row, that was definitely a treat. It was, yeah. It's honestly a different experience because you're so close to the action and it was so everything looked more brutal.
It's still broken
than it does on TV. Like every hit the guys took, every bump that they took, it looked a lot more brutal.
Is that chicken?
Yeah,
that was chicken. That must be life.
Man, I need more chicken in my life.
But oh yeah, just. Oh, shoot, I thought I could stick to that part of the sign, but I could not. Nope.
Yeah. A rat man.
Nah, it's a panther.
Whatever.
Why there's a panther there, I don't know. That is the one irritating thing about this game.
The fact that you can't tell the difference with those 8-bit graphics?
No, that when things respawn. Because you like just move like
is that Mike Tyson from Punch Out?
Probably. 89, I don't know if that'd be Tyson. Because I don't know if he was. It's Balrog.
Hmm. Oh, you moving like that. Oh.
Damn it!
Oh!
Well, it is kind of funny the way this game is because even though we know Ryu Hayabusa from the Dead or Alive series. But his name is Ryu, his father's name is Ken, and there was another, like, Tecmo, like, had another, like, famous, like, fighting game character in this, which I can't remember who. Holy crap, there's a timer?
Yeah, 2 seconds. Apparently there is.
Yeah, there you go.
And you lost.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was a timer. it was...
Spring to action.
It was loads of fun. I had a blast. Sean had a great time. We were on TV a lot, especially for Tribute for the Troops. In fact, I...
I figured they would show that side more often on Tribute to the Troops than SmackDown.
Yeah, which you need to... the picture I gotta send you the picture I took from the TV of when the camera was on Lindsay because... The camera's like right on her phone. She's just like waving and stuff like that. Because I grabbed it on Snapchat and I sent it to her.
How'd you get off this thing?
Jump and hit the opposite way.
That's retarded.
Like, so I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing there, guy?
Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah. Jump. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I was trying.
But that was a blast, to do. And I had a lot of fun. Everyone had a lot of fun. Lindsay, who's not a, big, wrestling fan, had a blast. She, like, her and I were chit-chatting last night, texting, and she was like, I had so much fun doing that. She's like, and seeing how much fun Sean was having was making it more fun to me. In fact, one of the Marines sitting right in front of us as he was leaving, he said to me, he's like, your son enhanced my experience here tonight.
Yeah, like, didn't he bring his son, too?
Yeah. But I don't think his son knew who the wrestlers were, but
he still kind of knew.
His son was not the mark that Sean is, because Sean was like, Sean and this kid were like talking back and forth, and Sean was explaining stuff to the kid. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I feel like that, because the kid seemed like he was a lot younger than Sean, too, so I think he was still kind of new to wrestling. And, you know, he's a kid.
It was just kind of funny because, you know, Sean's like the uber mark because he watches WWE Network all the time. You're going to have to fight all three of them again now.
That's fine.
What is it with you and having to kill everybody?
I leave no stone unturned.
Yeah, but this game is really hard. Just go.
I'm going. Freaking yell at me. My chicken. Oh, crap.
You got yourself trapped again. Oh.
And I got hit.
I think I know what the thumbnail is for this. I'm going to take the cover of this Ninja game and put Izzo's face on it. I think that's going to be the thumbnail. That or Double Dragon.
Double Dragon it.
I don't know. I think I might have to do this.
No, you don't. I'm faster than the Panther.
So the next thing I want to talk about, because Rogue One comes out today. We're all not seeing it tonight. I'm probably going to go Sunday when the crowds die down a little. You died. Game over. But I was thinking about this today, and I put it on the docket like at 6 o'clock tonight. Star Wars was a singular vision at one point. It was all George Lucas. The first 6 episodes, all George Lucas. But now, it's a corporate entity. Like, Star Wars became a big thing, and... Oh, Star Trek is on this. I forgot about that. I've always wanted to play that game. But it was always one person's vision. Star Wars, for good or bad, went where... what's his face? George Lucas wanted it to go. But now, you know, you've got Disney and everything like that, and they're all kind of like, everything's got to be a corporate way of going. So it's like, instead of like one writer, one person doing this, you get a team of people working on it. And I just wonder if that kind of dilutes the experience a little, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel it does, because as much as I enjoyed The Force Awakens, you can definitely see where it was a bunch of people got together and was like, we need to, you know, make it appealing for these reasons and do this and do that, you know? So what are your guys' thoughts on that? On it being no longer a singular vision, but a whole corporate entity with mouse ears dictating the future of the franchise.
You know, I've always hated movies that were just produced for the money, essentially, and I see that with a lot of the Star Wars things that are kind of coming out. Not just the movie by itself, but a lot of the production with it as well, too. Just a promotion, rather. So when the BB-8, you know, toys came out last year, and it was all fun and great and stuff like that, but that's all you really saw outside of just, like, trailers for the movie, just, like, toys, just...
Well, that was all of Star Wars, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, it seemed
like... The product placement got really ridiculous since it was, like, coffee creamers and Campbell soups.
And electric shavers and whatnot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it got a little ridiculous this time around.
But this time, though, it didn't really seem like there was a lot for Rogue One.
Oh, there's plenty out for Rogue One. Like,
oh, was there?
Action figures, they re-released the BB-8 toy. Granted, that's not BB-8's not in Rogue One, but you see Star Wars and, you know, there's certain things you kind of think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gillette Razor they got to deal with because they've got Rebel, Stormtrooper, and a third Razor. I can't think of what the third one is.
Right. So this kind of goes back to just promoting a movie just for the sake of earning a profit off of it.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't seem like it's just a movie that exists because of the fan base. It doesn't exist because...
Oh, no.
You know,
Star Wars will now always exist to make money off of toys and stuff like that. And it's kind of been that way for a while. That's why we got Ewoks in Return of the Jedi instead of more Wookiees.
Mm-hmm.
Because George Lucas felt that the cute little teddy bears could sell more than
giant
bear.
Freaking like Bigfoot looking things.
So that's the whole thing there that Lucas was going with, so. But yeah, it's just one of those things, I don't want to say it's too corporate. As long as they still give me a good movie, I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest thing for me, is if they give me a good product, then I'm less likely to have any sort of disdain
towards my taste in music. I don't want a team of writers writing something, you know, unless that team's like a band getting together, write their songs for their band. That's one thing. But we were kind of talking about this not on camera last week when we were talking about, I think it was just me and Nelson. We were talking about the Grammys, how when Beck won Album of the Year, Kanye did his whole Kanye thing, trying to say Beyonce was the best album of the year. When Beck, you know, he wrote every single song, I think played like 20 different instruments on that album.
Right.
Where Beyonce's album was written by a team of like 19 people or something like that. And not to take any away from Beyonce's talent in singing, but for me, I think it's less artistry when you have a team of writers writing your music and everything's electronically generated, as opposed to a guy who writes all his own music and it's good, and then he plays all the instruments on the album. There's more artistry to that. And so I've always been more partial to music like that, that, you know, it's just one guy writing the music, or, you know, the band writing the music, in the case of the Beatles. And movies like that, too, I like my Marvel movies. I like, you know, I like Force Awakens. So, I mean, I do like movies where it's a team of writers. But I always like it when it's like a singular vision, which is why I think the Captain America, the last two Captain America movies, have been two of Marvel's best, because it's just the Russo brothers for the most part writing those scripts and directing it. It's not a team, so I think those always make for the best films, too, because you can see the
singular vision. Yeah, because cohesive. Yeah. Like,
did you pause it or did it glitch?
I have no idea what happened.
Oh. I don't know what happened there. I guess you got another glitch. Yeah.
So yeah, it just feels weird that Star Wars... and also, I don't like that Star Wars is coming out every year now.
Yeah,
it definitely makes it feel less special because, you know, we weren't... Well, two of us were alive when the Return of the Jedi came out. One of us was not.
Nelson.
What the crap?
That's why you gotta hit those ramps, buddy. And, but then, like, after that came out, you had to wait, what was that, 83? When did, it was 99?
It was 90 special editions?
No, 99 was when, Phantom Menace came out, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so you had to wait.
99.
You had to wait 16 years for the next Star Wars movie, and then after, Revenge of the Sith,
Dr. Mario.
We were still waiting almost another 16 years.
Right.
For the next Star Wars movie. So it made those feel special, like the big breaks between the sagas. Mm-hmm. And plus, in between each of those chapters, we had to wait 2 years. So it's right. Like episode one, 2 years later, two, and then 2 years later, episode three. Mm-hmm. Where in the original trilogy, you were waiting 3 years.
Right.
77 was Star Wars. Now you F that up, Jason.
Yeah.
And then 80 was Empire, and 83 was Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
So when you take the Star Wars movies and you have one come out every year, it definitely makes it less special to me.
Well, Disney has to get their money off of it, you know?
I know.
Yeah. And that kind of just goes back to what we were saying earlier about it just being mainly about money, nothing really else.
Yeah.
Other than that, so... You know, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I hope that Rogue One is good, but I'm hearing... I don't know. There's some like Twitter buzz that's saying that it may be like a 5 out of 10.
I'm really? Hearing
because I've actually heard, like,
from what I've heard from reviews, like, and like reviewers I trust.
Mm-hmm.
It starts out slow, but like the second act, well, don't do that. God damn it, Elsie, you were killing me on this. It starts out slow, but once you get past like the first act, it really ramps up, and there's a lot of good stuff in the movie.
I hope so.
So, like I said, I'm probably going to go Sunday when the crowds die down a little bit. Because, frankly, this is not the first Star Wars movie in like 15 years, so I can wait a couple days. I don't have to be one of the first people to see it.
Yeah. Right.
And plus, I don't think there will be any spoilers, per se, that are really going to jaw drop me, because let's face it, these guys are stealing the Death Star plans. I've got a good sense that a good chunk of them, if not all of them, don't make it out.
Right.
So, which I kind of like the idea of that.
Mm.
But plus, you know, since we don't see these characters in any other Star Wars film or anything like that after this movie, you know, that does raise the stakes, because we're not... Like, we knew Rey and Finn were going to make it to the next Star Wars movie. So, that lowers the stakes. But here, we don't know who's going to live or who's going to die. So,
right.
Almost that up.
It's definitely... Oh, sorry. It's been a long week, people. It's definitely one of those things where we are definitely going to have to, like, wait and see. It's like, oh, I wonder how this is going to go.
Right.
Kind of thing. So, I'm excited to see it. Like I said, I'll probably do it Sunday. So, that's about it with the news. This week, like
it's
I said,
been pretty slow this week.
Yeah.
Well, so going back to Rogue One, if any of you guys watched classic Top Gear, The old Stig is in it.
Yeah, he's a stormtrooper in it. That's right. I sent you that link today. It's probably... I'm a little disappointed you didn't buy me that Corvette.
It wasn't going to happen.
I know. But before we get off the air, it is Christmas time.
Yes.
Nelson already got his Christmas gift for me early because I saw it and I couldn't keep it. And you can't see the Christmas gift Izzo got me because there are new lights. But if you check out the Instagram, you'll see the behind the scenes photo. But Izzo, the Christmas gift that I wanted to keep for myself, awesome. But I gave you anyways.
So do I really have to be careful with this wrapping paper?
I would.
Don't worry, it's you can see where you can open it on the sides.
Yeah. It's very good.
This is going to be the slowest unboxing ever.
It's very good Rooster Teeth wrapping paper.
I'm
going
to keep going while you're trying to get that unwrapped.
That I got when I ordered my shirt from Rooster Teeth. And Rooster Teeth, if you're watching this, if you want to hire us, we can be your East Coast team. You got the Funhouse guys on the West Coast. You guys are in Austin. You guys need a West Coast entity. Just saying. I'll pour myself out.
Look, I'm at the point where I just...
Oh, damn.
I'll, like, rip this and, like, buy this wrapping paper for you.
No, you're good.
Okay, now that he's got... I hear flopping about now.
Sorry. I'm being really careful with this wrapping paper. It's like, I was told that I cannot tear it.
That's too delicate.
But
we're civilized, man.
You can go on this side.
Good. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. No words.
Childhood achieved.
I like it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got things to do.
And on that bombshell, I think it's time we say goodnight.
Good night. Wow, he's just dipping out. He's out.
I don't think you have... Yeah, you don't have the staff.
He doesn't need it. Mine now.
I like it.
I liked it. Did you like it?
No.
Eh, it was alright.
Alright. Anyways, if you liked it, make sure you click the like button below. We have a subscribe button up here, and there's one down there. Stop putting that cursor on my face.
Where did those come from?
I don't. Stop putting the cursor on my face. It's pointy.
Where did you get these buttons from?
It's a new thing in YouTube. I did the classes. We're certified now. Anyways, we got videos right here, so check out our latest video, I believe, is in this corner. And then a video I handpicked for you is in this corner. So click on those videos.
So it's right
there's
here.
There's a lot of clicking going on.
So it's right here?
I don't know. I could be messing with over here somewhere.
Right here?
Video here and here. I think the button's right actually over my face unless we shrink this down. So make sure you subscribe. And the little bell by the subscribe button, you click that, you'll get emails.
Yes.
Every time we post a new video, you get a notification. YouTube will say, hey, those jackasses you like, they got a new video up. So... always, and as always, we love all of you guys, even if you make a bad comment, and we encourage comments.
Yes.
Make the comments.
Awesome.